Okay, let's do this. Trust me, he will love it. He's such a sleepyhead recently. He needs some tender, loving care, and who better to deliver it than us? I think it's because he's been working so hard, to be honest. He's stressed out, but I really don't want him to be so. It's up to us.
Oh, brother, it's time to wake up. But this time, we take care of you. You don't have to worry at all, okay? You are in our most capable hands. As much as we don't like water, we will wash over your face. Nice and slowly. I know it takes a while for you to wake up. So why not focus on the water noise? So nice and warm against your skin. You are up late some night and I want to scold you and send you to bed. But then I know how much you like and enjoy your free time. Working so hard like you always do, and unfortunately, stressing yourself out along the way. Don't think I don't notice these things. We both notice. We just want best for you. So what about a nice easy morning? And possibly night later when your day is over? It's just a regular day for you, right? We both have a study day ahead of us, so there isn't much stress or pressure with that at all. Just go to sit down, shut up, and get it done, huh? I am tired of it as well. We all are. Just want some normalcy again, you know? I miss visiting my classes in person, getting to see everyone. Even if I wasn't particularly close to anyone, just nice knowing that there was a group of people, the same as me, all here for a reason, to get a little bit smarter and pass our assessments, yeah? Like a weird education camaraderie. It would be nice to have that once more. Well, I think your face is clean enough.
So it's time for your teeth brushing, and no, I'm not kidding. I brought your toothbrush through with me. I thought of everything. Instead of breakfast in bed, you're getting service in bed, I guess. Now open wide. I don't want to hear any complaints about it, or else you'll owe me a snack from the store. I haven't even had anything with marshmallows in it for a while. So sweet, like marshmallow cookies. Does anyone even sell that? Ooh, it could be your next business venture. We're gonna be rich by 25. What do you think? Although we seem to come up with a lot of money making schemes, but don't get very far into it. Open wider. I can't get all your team. Gotta take care of them well now. Also, you're lucky I'm not gonna floss them, so really, you should be thanking me. Maybe your first upgrade is getting you an electric toothbrush? Don't you feel like you're a bit prehistoric with one of these? The bristles are also sticking out everywhere. You know, you're supposed to get a new toothbrush every 4 months, right? Do I need to get you a new one? Oh, maybe I could get you a custom one. Put a little picture of you with the crown and the handle, because, well, you're the king of the house. Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud. If you get it for your birthday present, just act like it was a surprise then. Okay, now spit into the paper towel. Minty fresh. Kinda gross though. Even the dentist would compliment you. Are you feeling more awake now at least? Your eyes are still quite closed.
Well, I will fix your hair next. Can't have you going outside with such bad head now. Still wanting to grow it this long? You know, I am sure we could cut it for you one night. You just have to trust us, that's all. I don't have much experience cutting hair, but worst case scenario, we can get the clippers out and run them all over your head. Then you will really give everyone a shock for such a hair change. It can't really be that hard though, right? Like, you just take a few inches off here and there, your hair design. If you don't mind me pointing out, it's a little bit simple. I guess it's how I would describe it. But it's really nice and fluffy though. I am jealous of you in that aspect. Guys are always like that though. Never particularly take care of themselves and everything is perfect. Eyelashes are long, your skin is smooth and hair all perfect. Yeah. How frustrating. Is that what you want? To make your sister jealous of you? I hope not. I'm teasing. Does it feel good when I brush your hair? I always feel so spoiled when I get my hair touched. Getting it braided feels amazing to me. I don't know what it is. Maybe because it's such an intimate act between two people. Just showing how caring we can be for each other. Would you prefer if I tried with just my nails? Don't worry, they aren't sharp. Just go from the top of your head to the back of your neck. Then from the back of your neck to the top. Wait, am I putting you back to sleep again? I hope not. But I will certainly keep note that this makes you sleepy. You need to stay awake, alright? We need to get going if we are to stay on our study plan. Exams are coming up, so it's no time for slacking.
Okay, last but not least, get your day started. Two words. Lotion. Sunscreen. I don't care if you don't get out much. The winter sun can be just as deadly. Yeah. Haven't you ever seen those people who visit the Arctic? They come back and their face is like bright red. Just because it's cold, it doesn't mean the sun isn't busy lasering you to death. Now first sunscreen, then moisturizer on top. Hopefully my hands aren't too cold. I'll do your arms first. Neck. Ears. Sounds weird, right? Your face is going funny when I do your ears. Let me do them my please. You really are the best. Okay, then for the sunscreen, same as before. Arms. Neck. Face. And ears. You're gonna make me pop. Why are you making that face, or are you just having me on? All right. Yes, enough. My stomach is rumbling. Will we all go downstairs and get some breakfast? Dealio.